This is Kevin Burke from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. Well, this episode is Aunt Bee the Crusader. The episode first aired on January 20th, 1964, was written by John Whedon and directed by Cubby Ruskin. This episode opens with Mr. Frisbee standing on the front porch of the Taylor household, and you'll see that he has a rooster on his left shoulder. This is Beauregard, and Opie calls him Beau for short. By the way, the gentleman playing Mr. Frisbee is Charles Lane. You may have seen him on a couple other episodes. He played Homer Bedloe on Petticoat Junction from 1963 to 1968. You also may have seen him as Mr. Barnsdall on the Lucy Show. So he's a familiar face for those of you that say, hey, that guy looks familiar. But anyway, back to the Taylor front porch. What we find is that Mr. Frisbee's there, and he tells Opie he'll give Beau to him if he'll build a chicken coop, and he gives Aunt Bee a mustache cup, and Aunt Bee's wondering why he's doing all this and finds out that Mr. Frisbee's telling him that the county's moving him off his land that he and his family have lived on for a long time. And you know, Frisbee says, you know, well, the sheriff's got to do his duty. So at that point, Aunt Bee realizes that Andy's going to be involved in trying to get Mr. Frisbee off his land, and she thinks maybe she can help with this situation. Now, again, as we get through this episode, this is a very good episode showing the caring of people, the caring of townspeople for each other, the caring, even in a humorous way, of Andy for Barney. Again, the sense of caring, Opie caring for the situation that happens over and over again on the Andy Griffith Show, and makes it special. So the next scene that we see is you see Andy, Barn, and Otis at the courthouse. And we see Andy basically tell Otis that his time's up. And again, we see one of the many. It's always funny to see it, but Otis letting himself out of jail, reaches through the bars and grabs the key and unlocks the jail cell. Barney doesn't make a move, but we see that Barney has an interesting look on his face. And basically what happens is Barney won't let Otis go. And Barney goes over and talks to Andy and says, you know, can I just sort of talk to him and see if I can find out where the still is? And he first asks Andy to ask Otis where the still is. And, of course, he asks him, and Otis won't give him that information. So Barney decides he's going to talk to Otis, gets in his face and yells at him. It does no good. And then Barney gets mad and gives Otis what he calls the third degree. Now, again, you'll see the camera pan over to Andy a couple times, and you see the look on Andy's face. He's trying not to laugh. He gets a kick out of watching Barney do his thing, but also knows, you got to understand, he's letting Barney do this to keep him happy, because Barney would be the kind that would aggravate him all day long for not letting him talk to Otis if he didn't do this. So again, Barney does his best to get the information out of Otis, but it certainly doesn't happen. And while they're in the midst of all this, Aunt Bee comes in, and she sees Otis drunk again, tells Otis she's praying for him, and then we see Aunt Bee give Andy the third degree because he's evicted Mr. Frisbee. So again, Andy tries to explain the situation. And one of the things he mentions here is that, and that's not mentioned strongly, but Aunt Bee doesn't focus on, is that Mr. Frisbee's going to get some money for his land. But again, we all know how that is. If you're attached to a certain land, the money becomes maybe secondary in a lot of cases. So in the next scene, we see Andy coming home, and he finds Opie building a chicken coop. And at that point, Andy realizes, at least in his mind, that Mr. Frisbee's trying to, I hate to use this term, butter up Opie and Aunt Bee, giving Aunt Bee a mustache cup in order to try to get them to play on their sympathies, as Andy would say it. Aunt Bee's still unhappy that Andy's going to be involved in evicting Mr. Frisbee. Here we see a situation where Aunt Bee and Andy really get into a heated argument. And what I think is funny about this scene, again, what I love about the show is, although Aunt Bee and Andy are arguing, as the argument goes on, it starts to become funny because they put poor Opie in the center of it. And instead of Aunt Bee and Andy talking to each other, they tell Opie what to tell each other. And finally, the argument ends with Opie going to the screen door and yelling at the house at Aunt Bee, "He don't care what I tell you," which I get. I get a kick out of that. So the next thing, we're in the Taylor kitchen, and we see Andy and Opie sitting at the table. It's the next morning, and we see that Andy's trying to explain to Opie the situation with Mr. Frisbee, and Opie only seems to partially understand. And a few minutes later, Barney comes in, and they talk a little bit about Aunt Bee being upset about the Mr. Frisbee situation. So Andy and Barney decide it's time to go to work, and so they go to the courthouse, and they see that Aunt Bee's organized a protest, hence the name of the episode, Aunt Bee the Crusader. So Andy and Barney take their turns talking to the women. The women are somewhat verbally hostile, if anything else, and then Andy decides he's had enough, goes inside, and leaves Barney out to talk with him. You know, Barney liking to take charge, so Barney says a few things to him, but makes a mistake of calling the women some minority, and they begin to move in on him. And again, Don Knotts is great with his facial expression, so you got to keep an eye on Don as the women move in on him, and the camera angle makes it very easy to do so on this particular episode. Then Barney goes inside, and he tells Andy, basically, said, situation, that's what we got. He really, meaning that he doesn't know really what to, how to handle the women, he can't really throw them in jail. Although, we'll see in other episodes that Barney's not afraid to throw women in jail. But anyway, Andy and Barney are in the courthouse a little bit later, and they get a call that the bulldozers are ready at Mr. Frisbee's. And so Barney checks outside to see if the women are gone, and they're gone. So they drive, and they think that's a good thing until they drive up to Mr. Frisbee's house. When they get to Mr. Frisbee's house, they see that the women are now standing in front of Mr. Frisbee's dwellings, and Mr. Frisbee's standing there with the women, and the women are chanting and singing, and Barney gets upset, and he's yelling, nip it, nip it, nip it, trying to get the women to stop. But Andy tries to talk with him again. He's getting nowhere with the women, so he sends Barney and Opie to begin getting chickens and roosters from the barn, and eventually we see Andy and the workers moving furniture out, so they get to the point where they get everything outside, and everything's ready to go except the women and Mr. Frisbee are in the way. Well, Opie, while trying to help, he didn't see Bo, so he decides to go back and start looking for Bo, and eventually finds him, but when he finds him, he sees that something's wrong with him. So Opie sets Bo down on a table out there where everybody is, and we can see that the rooster is very wobbly. Now, this is not something you can see very often on the Andy Griffith Show, but if you look extremely close at the rooster's neck, particularly to the right side of the neck, you will see this thin piano wire sort of looking wire that's actually around the rooster's neck, and that's how they make the rooster look like he's drunk. Again, you have to look very closely. You might have to slow it down or stop your picture, but you can see the wire around the rooster's neck. So this gives Andy an idea. So he tells Barney to stall him. And there's a funny little scene here where Barney is trying to get the women to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And he ends up singing the same thing that the women are singing. So again, that's sort of funny. And then basically Andy comes back and tells the women that he's discovered that Mr. Frisbee's been making moonshine. And the women are just about to help him keep his business going. So the women start to converge on Mr. Frisbee now, and so they decide to better get Mr. Frisbee out of there. And in the final scene, we see Aunt Bee coming to the courthouse to apologize to Andy. And again, this is all about caring. The whole episode, again, is about caring, the people caring for their townspersons, caring for each other, and Aunt Bee caring for Andy, and Andy warning her not to feel bad about what she's doing. He's probably proud of her in certain ways that she was standing up for something, even though she turned out to be a little bit of a pain for him. So again, it really ends with Barney getting mad because what happens earlier in the episode and later in this episode is when Barney's repeating everything that Andy and Opie say, and they basically tell him to shut up. Barney gets mad and storms out of the room. Now, one of the unanswered questions about this episode is in the beginning of the episode, they were asking Otis, where was he getting his moonshine? They never, in this particular episode, make the connection whether Mr. Frisbee is the one who actually was supplying Otis with his moonshine. As we all expect, Otis probably had several different people who were supplying him with what he needed. But it's sort of interesting that I think that they didn't say that Mr. Frisbee is the one helping Otis. Now, trivia question. This question's a little picky, so you're going to have to really go back and watch closely. But in the beginning, when Aunt Bee comes in the courthouse, she wants you to take a look at her sweater. How many buttons do you see on Aunt Bee's sweater? Again, that's the trivia question for this episode. How many buttons do you see on Aunt Bee's sweater? If you think you know the answer to that question, then you can go to the site burkeatimayberry.com and send your answer there, and I'll respond and tell whether or not you got it right. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E on Mayberry.com. And there you'll see the name of the episode, Aunt Bee the Crusader, and in parentheses, the answer to the question, how many buttons were on Aunt Bee's sweater. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Again, another humorous but caring episode from The Andy Griffith Show. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me. And as always, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.